Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, for this opportunity to hear your word and your message. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I'm going to be reading through 2 Timothy 3 from verse 1, 12. And it goes like this. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid such people, for among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women, burdened with sins and led astray by various passions, always learning and never able to arrive at the knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth, men corrupted in the mind and disqualified regarding the faith. But they will not get very far, for their folly will be plain to all, as what was that of those two men. You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch and Iconium and at Lystra, which persecutions I endured, yet from them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Right here we can see that Paul knows about persecution. Here in verse 11, Paul mentions what happened to him in Antioch and Iconium and at Lystra. What happened to Paul in Iconium? In Iconium, Paul and Barnabas entered the synagogues of the Jews together, and they basically spoke out boldly, testifying the grace of God to that large number of people there. And there were some that believed, a large number believed, both Jews and Greek. But those Jews that disagreed and disbelieved stirred up the minds of other people there and got them to be embittered against each other. But while Paul and Barnabas were there, there were many signs and wonders that were being done by the Lord. But still, there was a division there. There's going to be opposition when you walk in the Lord. But he's greater than this opposition, and he's greater than your circumstance. Paul and Barnabas had to flee Iconium because the people were looking to mistreat them and stone them. They fled to Lystra, but they continued to preach the gospel. So right here in 2 Timothy 3, you can see the examples of Paul in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. Basically in Lystra, the Lord continued to use these men, Paul and Barnabas, to do these signs and wonders and boldly proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul and Barnabas were compared to false gods in Greek mythology while they were doing this and while they were there. And the people that were there in Lystra were going to offer sacrifices to them. But both of these men of God stopped the crowd, and they boldly requested them to turn from these vain things to a living God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. The Jews that were in Iconium and Antioch had followed Paul and Barnabas and basically had won over the crowd. They stoned Paul and dragged him away from the city as he were dead. Paul got up, and you know what he did? He entered the city again. The next day he left, and the scriptures show us that he went back to these places again to share the gospel, to share Jesus Christ our Lord. Lystra, Iconium, Antioch, they were sharing the gospel and strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith. They said, "Through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God." Paul was strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to continue in the faith. Again, through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. He had a vision, and his vision was the kingdom. His vision was in the Lord Jesus Christ. But even as Paul, as you can see him, he had a vision for Christ, and he had a vision for that kingdom. There will be people that will not have that same vision and that same desire to enter the kingdom of God. Unfortunately, there's going to be people that will reject it. We can go and we can see this in scriptures, Jesus himself talking about the parable of the great banquet. In Luke 14, 12 through 24, it says, "He said also to the man who had invited him, 'When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just.'" I'm going to stop right there for a second, because I want you to keep in mind that Jesus was invited to dine at the home of a ruler of a Pharisee. It was a Pharisee's home. And this was a teaching moment for Jesus. It could have been an awkward moment for the Pharisee and some of the guests. But notice what happens when a man who is reclined at the table speaks so that everyone can agree. It's kind of like one of those amen moments where everybody could say amen. But yet again, Jesus had a great teaching moment. Verse 15 begins, "When one of those who reclined at table with him heard these things, he said to him, 'Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God.' But he said to him, 'A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, "Come, for everything is now ready." But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a field, and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.'" Again, I'm going to stop here a second in these couple verses to observe these excuses. We can see again here that the first person there said, "I have bought a field and I must go and see it." When I first read this, I was wondering, it says, "I have bought a field and I must go out and see it." Who buys a field first without going to see it? That was kind of awkward. And then the second one said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I go to examine them. Again, who buys something without examining it? So again, we can see here it's an excuse. And another person said, I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come. A third excuse. And the sad part about these excuses are that God has provided everything for those people. And sometimes we can do the same thing and be in the same position as giving these excuses. God has provided for us so much, and yet we give excuses. And it's normal for us. It's something that we tend to do, and it doesn't honor God. Verse 21, it says, so the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame. And the servant said, sir, what you commanded has been done, and still there is room. And the master said to the servant, go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet. We need to be ready to enter the kingdom of God without putting excuses for the things that He has already blessed us with. Just as Paul had that vision and had that desire there and strengthening the souls of the disciples and saying, through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. We can see the importance of it through the words of Christ. Again, we need to be ready to enter the kingdom of God without putting excuses. And this is difficult for everybody. This is difficult for me, and it's difficult for you, whoever's listening to this message. But we must be encouraged. And we must, even through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. Let us pray and be bold enough to share Jesus without fear and pray for those that are without a Savior. Thank you, Lord, for this message. I pray that it helps us in our lives and that we could be a good change for you, Lord, and that you can guide us and strengthen us in our faith. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.